stuck. Chance to say your name.
It happens every day.
So I just wanna write down what you said, so it's fresh and still in my head. Then you hold me, and give me one more chance to say your name. At what you could have had, the bones, the flesh, and all that's good and bad. But now you have to wave bye-bye. It hurts so much, it's gonna make you cry.
It happens every day, one half of a double A-sided single from Melbourne singer-songwriter Steve Ryan Gledhill. I'll play the other side in a minute, but right now it is my very great pleasure to welcome to Valley FM the man himself. Steve, how are you?
I'm great, Stephen. Thanks for having me on.
We have the single, and there's an album due later in the year, which I'll get to. It's been quite a journey for you, hasn't it?
It has indeed, yeah. Yeah, music's always been part of my life, I guess. Like many, got my first guitar for Christmas when I was 11 and started bleeding fingers and blisters and all that sort of thing, because parents never spend a lot of money on those things when it's a first, because you don't know how long it's going to last.
Yeah.
For me, it's been like 60 years nearly. Joined my first band at 13. That was my cousin's band. Had the honour of opening for Billy Thorpe, if you believe that.
Wow.
For a daytime event at the illustrious Frankston Football Oval. And then in high school, I guess year nine, form three it was when I was there, started our own band and basically played covers. Rolling Stones, the Bee Gees, the Beatles, anything that was going. And I kept playing covers mainly through my teens into my mid-20s, sort of paused for a while working on my career in finance. Then in my 40s, I suppose it was, I decided that I'd always wanted to have a go at doing music full-time, never did. So I quit finance. I was living in Hong Kong, came back to Melbourne. I was really playing jazz quite a lot. And then I got the usual thing with jazz, you know, you play 15 chords to five people, or you can play three or four chords to 1,500 people. So I went the latter route, had a band called The Broken Sweethearts. We did mostly original material, sort of more country than anything else. And then just before COVID, I recorded my first solo project called The Charlemagne Project. And finished this album early in this year. And so first two singles, as you kindly mentioned, are out already. A new single comes out next Tuesday, which by the time this goes to air will already be out. We're doing a live album launch at a venue here in St. Kilda on the 27th of June. But it'll also be up on all the digital downloads and physical copies, and everything will be available.
So it's fair to say that the two songs that we have at the moment are markedly different in style. Are either of them indicative of the album?
The album's mainly sort of country Americana, but my approach generally has been play to the song. Whilst most of it's sort of country and Americana influenced, there's a little bossa thing in there. It happens every day is more of a jazz swing thing. End of the line is straight ahead bluegrass country, pedal steel, fiddle and all that sort of thing. But I've tried to vary it a lot in terms of musical style, so it's not all the same. Same feel, same tempo, same key and everything. So there are a few surprises in there, but mainly what I try and do is be sensitive to what the song's trying to say and how I want to deliver it. And if that means we've got a nylon string and a bit of a bossa feel, well, so be it.
Steve, we'll certainly look forward to that 27th of June. What's the album called, by the way?
Steve Ryan Gledhill.
Okay.
So self-titled.
Keeping it simple.
Well, we figured the double barrel name was tricky enough for people to remember, so we didn't want to add a album title to add to what they had to remember, so we're just trying to keep it simple.
Steve, thanks. We'll take another track. Steve Ryan Gledhill, End of the Line, Valley FM, stay right here.
One, two, three. It's the end of the line. Ooh. It's the end of the line. Ooh. Woke up one morning feeling fine. Lost everything when I thought was mine. Ooh. It's the end of the line. Met her on a Friday night. Things were looking great. Thought we'd meet again some other time. I thought